Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Conversion to Jesus Christ is more than changing religions, joining a church, or agreeing with Christian ideas. Christian conversion is the gracious work of God. A person turns from sin, trusts in Jesus Christ, and receives new life through the Holy Spirit. The gospel teaches that salvation is not earned through spiritual advancement, special knowledge, greater ability, or religious achievement. Salvation is God's gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that no one would boast." Someone coming from Scientology may be familiar with a graded spiritual path. Progress may be connected with courses, auditing, spiritual technology, or advancing on the bridge. Christianity begins somewhere very different. A Christian standing before God does not depend on completing a spiritual process. It depends on Jesus Christ and his completed work. Jesus lived the righteous life we could not live. He died for our sins. He rose bodily from the dead. Everyone who trusts in him receives forgiveness, reconciliation with God, and eternal life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This new identity is received immediately, even though learning to live from that identity takes time. A new Christian may still experience fear, grief, confusion, unhealthy habits, difficult relationships, or questions about the past. These struggles do not mean that conversion has failed. Christian growth usually happens gradually through the Holy Spirit, scripture, prayer, worship, Christian friendship, and participation in a healthy church. A believer's identity is no longer defined by being a Scientologist, a former Scientologist, a spiritual achiever, or a ministry project. The believer now belongs to Jesus Christ. In Christ, the believer is forgiven. In Christ, the believer is adopted into God's family. In Christ, the believer receives the Holy Spirit. In Christ, the believer becomes part of the body of Christ. In Christ, the believer receives the hope of bodily resurrection and life with God forever. Christian leaders should not pressure a new believer to give an immediate public testimony, criticize former associates, or explain every detail of the past. A convert should never be treated as promotional material. The church should offer patience, privacy, truthful teaching, healthy relationships, and room for honest. The goal is not simply to help someone leave Scientology. The goal is to welcome that person into a life of grace, truth, worship, fellowship, and discipleship under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Conversion begins a lifelong journey, but its foundation is already secure. The Christian does not climb toward acceptance with the Christian begins with acceptance through Jesus Christ and learns to live from that grace,